Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to relive the soundtrack of a generation? Dive deep into the ultimate countdown.
Hey, it's JD here. Welcome to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. Every Monday, I'll be here with a super fan to break down a top 40 track, share their personal hipstery, and discuss experiences they've had with the band.
And to me, it's one of the greatest songs they've ever done.
That kind of hit me because that's pretty much how life is.
A beautifully crafted, multi-part story.
Every week, a new song, a new story. And you get to see where your favorite track lands.
So if you're a hip fan or hip curious, hit that subscribe button and join the conversation today. Hey, it's JD here, and welcome to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. It is my absolute pleasure to be here with you week over week, where we're counting down 40 essential tracks by the hip that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and a psychic ferret that only communicates in riddles about tax evasion. And that's how they always get you. Rico, baby. Rico. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in every week to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Tragically Hip superfan, Yannick from Toronto. Yannick, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, awesome. This is a lot of fun. So I want to welcome everybody to the first episode, and I want to welcome you to the first episode. We're celebrating here because this is the kickoff.
Of course. Yeah. Very exciting. Thank you for having me. This is an honor. I'm happy to kick it off and with you. And like we said before, no pressure, you know, let's just have fun.
That's right. We're just talking about our favorite band here. We're just exactly. Two pals talking about our favorite band. All we need is a pint and a table between us, really, you know?
Totally. I mean, I've got a table in front of me. I've got a pint of water, if that works.
Yeah. Well, what do you say we get right into things? The format of the show basically is going to be me talking to a guest about their Tragically Hip origin story. And I'm really curious to hear yours, Yannick from Toronto.
Let's do it. Yeah. Should I just jump right into it?
Jump right in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my story, I guess my hip story is, I would say maybe an unconventional one, though I've realized by talking with people, by fans and with fans and whatnot, it's not a rare one. I was not really into the hip at all when I was growing up, when I was younger.
I know.
Shocking. I came to them kind of later, more recently. Of course, kind of during their last tour. It was covered everywhere, and you could see it on the news. I was kind of forced, maybe, or encouraged to learn about them, and I'm thankful I did. And then since then, it's kind of been a love story since. But so definitely unconventional, I think, and interesting that I'm the one maybe kicking it off. But I told myself I'd chat with you, and I would not be ashamed of my own unique story.
Oh, of course not. Well, I want to know though. I want to start at the start. I want to know what the process of hippicizing yourself looked like. You know, people listened to Getting Hip to the Hip a couple years back, and they heard me indoctrinate Tim and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to, you know, get it in your blood?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it was, like I mentioned, it was not, even though I'm Canadian, like you, like, and it seems like it's in our blood, just like Tim Hortons, but it wasn't in mine, I guess, growing up. And I remember even listening to, in my high school days, undergrad, when I would drive around, I would turn on the local classic rock station. And even sometimes, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I would change station if Gord's voice would come on.
What?
And I know. And you know, I told you I'd be honest, but I there was just something about, I guess I was, I mean, I've thought about it since. I was definitely kind of a snobbish little kid. I was starting to study classical music in my undergrad. I think I was, you know, my head was, though I do come from a rock background, I was really into the 70s stuff and the 60s, but there was just something about, I don't know if it's kind of the culture that was presented around maybe the hip, this kind of, you know, the people often quote the bro culture.
Sure.
That came. Sure. And I really didn't identify. What I did identify with was that lyric in Fireworks where he said you didn't give a fuck about hockey. Well, that resonated with me because that also wasn't really in my blood. I've always been kind of more of an artist than a sporty person.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.